Regarding our first session this morning, we're going to take things very easy. Just learn how to settle in a little bit. So, we're going to use this meditation this morning to learn how to settle into our meditation posture together. And then after that, we're going to do some stabilizing meditation, training our mind in shamatha practice, single-pointed concentration practice, using the breath and the sensations of the breath throughout the body as our meditation object. So we can start by simply making ourselves as comfortable as we can with the way we sit. So there are different ways to sit in meditation. The first one, sitting on our cushion on the floor. And this way we find a comfortable cross-legged position for our legs. Something that is suitable for us, that we can stay with. But you are also welcome to use one of our meditation stools here, the wooden meditation stools, with which you can kind of kneel on, yeah, kneel on your cushion. It will support your back. So you can experiment with that a little bit as well as you want. But also if you sit in a chair, it's perfectly fine too. Yeah. Our main emphasis, the most important thing with our posture, is to have a straight back. Yeah. Upright, properly aligned back, like a tower of coins. In our hands, we can rest in our lap. Our right hand above the left one, with our palms facing upwards, and our thumbs gently touching. But if you have another position for your hands that you are more used to already, that's perfectly fine as well. Then we check our, with a straight back, we check our upper arms, that we have some space between our upper arms and our body. Some space that some air can come to this part of the body and we don't create too much heat in our body. Our shoulders and neck are relaxed, not holding the tightness there. Our head also upright, but slightly bent forward, just a little bit. So that with open eyes, we would gaze in the space in front of us on the floor, about 1 meter in the space in front of us. Having our eyes nicely closed during meditation. If you can, if it's comfortable for you, it's also good to have them a little bit open, your eyes. Just a slight little bit so that some light can come in without focusing on anything, on any visual object. But It will prevent our mind from falling into dullness and sleepiness. So if you can, that's very good. If it's distracting and uncomfortable for you, just keep your eyes gently closed during meditation. And then, having brought our body in this suitable posture for meditation, we can begin by simply letting go of any external distractions, leaving all worries and concerns aside for the time being, and giving ourselves the freedom to settle down in the present moment, right now. Bringing our awareness into this meditation hall, into our own body, sitting here on this cushion. Letting our awareness descend throughout the body, filling the entire space of our body. And simply noticing whatever sensations arise throughout the body in this way. Developing a sense of awareness that is fully present with that. And wherever you notice that you might hold any tightness or tension, any resistance in any part of your body, you can try to soften and relax into these areas a little bit. Then making use of the out-breath to totally let go of whatever tightness or tension you might hold in this part of the body, to the best of your ability. relaxing more and more deeply with every out-breath. With every in-breath, cultivating your focus, your mental alertness, and being present with the sensations throughout the body. And then if you wish, in order to complete the process of preparing your body for meditation, you can take 3 slow, deep breaths, breathing in through the nose and breathing out through the mouth, being highly aware of whatever sensations arise as you breathe in this way throughout the And then at the beginning of every meditation session, we cultivate our intention, a positive motivation for engaging in this session. We can do so by starting with the thought that we are here to learn about our own mind, to get to know our mind, how this mind works, how it functions. To familiarize ourselves with this mind. Because the mind is the source, the basis of all our experience. The basis of all our happiness, as well as also the basis of our own suffering. And without knowing how this mind works, we can never find true mental peace, true inner freedom. So in order to do this, we sit in meditation and we come to this course to learn this, to familiarize ourselves with that. So in this way we can be of greatest benefit, not only to ourselves, but also to others. So with these thoughts in mind, we can bring our awareness to the movement of our breath. we settle our breath into its natural rhythm without trying to control or manipulate the breath in any way. But very naturally, we let the body breathe itself and bring our awareness to the sensations that arise through this breathing throughout our body. So as you breathe naturally and effortlessly, try to stay present with whatever physical sensations you notice throughout the body. As you breathe in, you are aware. I breathe in. And as the breath goes out, you are highly aware. I breathe out. Maintaining your awareness of the physical sensations this provokes in your body. Whenever you notice that you get distracted by a thought or a mental image, when your mind has wandered away from watching the breath, you can very gently bring your mind back, watching the breath throughout the body. that you can take a few moments to readjust your posture and stretch your legs if you need to, taking a short breath. Then whenever you feel ready, physically as well as mentally, we can slowly settle back into our meditation posture. Again, sinking into our posture, settling our mind at ease and relaxation. In your own time, resuming the task of observing your breath as it arises and how it unfolds throughout the body. Trying to stay present with the physical sensations throughout the body as you breathe very naturally, effortlessly, unforced. Letting go of thoughts that might have arisen with every out-breath. Bringing your mind back to observe the sensation can be aware of how every breath is different from the one before that. How every breath is unique and has not been here before. How the breath keeps you alive, connects you to the rest of the universe. In this way, making the sensations of the breath the most interesting thing for your mind to observe right now. And without dwelling in thoughts of the past, anticipating the future, simply allow your mind to fully come to rest in the stillness of the present moment right now, embracing this, and cultivating a sense of awareness that is fully present with that. Relaxing deeply with every out-breath, sharpening your awareness with every in-breath. Thank you. And whatever thoughts or distractions, mental events, memories arise in our mind, can simply notice them, but not get caught up with them, not following these thoughts and the content of these thoughts. Instead, you just know they are there, but you keep your main interest with the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Acting as a simple observer, relaxing in this task of observing and staying present. If you find that your mind is agitated or excited, you can make use of the out-breath to totally let go of this excitation and agitation. And if your mind feels a little bit dull and sleepy, you can instead use your in-breath to resharpen your focus. Resharpen your awareness, trying to find a stable balance between relaxation and mental alertness, abiding with the breath for a few more minutes of silent meditation. Maintaining a relaxed body and maintaining a relaxed state of mind. Then we can bring this meditation to a close with settling into a motivation for today and with thoughts of dedication that we may use this first day very meaningfully in beginning to receive these teachings on learning about the mind, on the nature of this mind that we have. But through these teachings and through this first day of the course, may the seeds be planted in our mind that we may develop ourselves to our own fullest potential. Yeah, reach the full potential of our own mind. In order to be more happy people, more peaceful people, developing ourselves in this way, so we can be of greatest benefit to ourselves as well as to others. So you can dedicate in this way if you wish.